The Supremes, Up the Ladder to the Roof, from 1970, here on the mix on 90.7 WKGC, FM and HD, here when you need us. Good morning, I'm Caleb Jordan.
And I'm Dana Erskine.
We have with us in studio Dr. Sean Preston, the Executive Director of the GCSC Foundation. Dr. Preston, how are you doing, sir?
Oh, good morning. Doing very well, thank you.
So, the GCSC Foundation is promoting the big thing that is the Gulf Coast Guarantee. Can you give me a little bit of information about the Gulf Coast Guarantee?
Oh, absolutely. It is an amazing scholarship program, the most ambitious scholarship program in the history of the college and the foundation. We endeavor to award a scholarship for every single high school graduate in Bay, Gulf, and Franklin counties, beginning this fall, beginning this month, actually. Mm-hmm. We're set to offer about 600 scholarships this month alone.
That is a wild number.
It is.
That's good.
And that is a large sum of money going to help students go and gain more education.
That's right. And we want to remove some of the barriers to attending college. And one of those certainly is financial. We also want to do our part as the Gulf Coast State College, our part to reduce the student loan debt and student loan crisis that's facing our country today. We also wanted to remove the barrier of the application process for scholarships. They're very arduous most of the time. You've got to complete the FAFSA form, the free application for federal student aid, which many of our students are probably familiar with, and the Gulf Coast Guarantee does not require that application, that part of the application process. Simply, you enroll, if you're accepted and you enroll at Gulf Coast State College, the Gulf Coast Guarantee is applied to your student account. It's $700 per semester and $1,400 per year.
And that's spring and fall for a full-time 12-credit hour load.
That's right. You must be a full-time student.
And it is, as you were saying, incredibly ambitious. I'm not exactly sure how that all works.
Sure.
So can you give me a little rundown about like how the GCSE Foundation actually takes an idea like this mm-hmm. from the beginning to actually depositing money into students' accounts?
That's a fantastic question. So the foundation, we are the fundraising component, the development component for the college. We can take tax-free gifts, or we receive gifts and donations, and there's a tax benefit to the donors, whether it be an individual or a company, a corporation, what have you. So there's a benefit for both the college and for the donor. When the money arrives at the foundation, we manage it. We have a team of wealth advisors who manage our assets. And right now, the foundation is thrilled to announce that we're over $38 million in assets, which is a pretty large foundation for a state college for sure. What we do then is that money stays intact in its entirety in those accounts. And annually, the interest or the yield from those investments is what we then sort of pluck out of that account, and then we distribute that to meet the needs of the college. And primarily, that is scholarship.
And that's a from a student side, I never really had the full vision mm-hmm. of, okay, we get a donation, and then suddenly on my side, I have a scholarship.
Right.
And, you know, you think one-to-one, but no, certainly, it being the principal amount lives in the foundation, right, and the interest gained is then dispersed to the needs.
That's
a great system. And it makes me feel like, okay, well, it's not just in and out. It's not just a constant flow and how does all this money happen? But no, it's certainly. And for students, mm-hmm. For this Gulf Coast Guarantee, along with the other scholarship opportunities that the foundation provides, mm-hmm. Step one is enroll.
That's right. We can't begin to place the money in your account until you're a student, right? So mm-hmm. it's very simple. As I mentioned, there's no FAFSA form for us as a foundation to distribute scholarship money. You'd simply apply to the college. And if you're accepted and you enroll 12 hours, we literally move the money from the foundation account to the college moves it then into your student account, and that money is deducted from your tuition right from the very beginning. You know, what's unique about the Gulf Coast Guarantee and why that happens the way that I just described it is that we're a first dollar scholarship. It's important to talk about first dollar versus last dollar scholarships. Most universities operate on the last dollar scholarship system, which means that they require you as a student to complete the FAFSA form, file for any other scholarships or financial aid, and then whatever sort of left, whatever that gap is between what you've brought to the table and what you need to go to college, that university or college will put that money, sort of put that forward. It could be $50, it could be $500, it could be $5,000. Each student is different. So those are typically called promise scholarships. And those are absolutely fantastic. They do a great deal of good work. We have flipped that and that system, if you will, and we're first dollar scholarships. So therefore, as soon as you become a student, we apply our scholarship up front. Without an application, as we've discussed, you need a 2.0 GPA when you leave high school. That was set so we could attract a very wide group of students to enroll. And then if you want to secure other scholarships, other financial aid, that student loans, that's fine. But the Gulf Coast Guarantee has put the first money in. As a result, we're going to support, as I mentioned, 600 students this first semester, and many other promise programs will support, 100 students per semester. So economy of scale alone for us is enormous.
And the number that we're aiming at for the finished product to make sure that this Gulf Coast Guarantee is endowed
forever.
What is that number?
$15 million is our goal.
And we just celebrated a milestone.
Right. We are approaching, we have enough pledges and money in hand that we're right at that $1 million mark in just the first few months.
Which is incredibly exciting, but we're still a far away from that finished product to make sure that this kind of financial support to the students that come to our area, that live in our area, can continue to have. Of course, we need to meet that larger number. If I am a member of the community and I want to help support a cause like this, I think education and the support of our students in the beyond simply the K-12 level, how can I help support this?
Well, any support is big or small is certainly appreciated. The cumulative effect of all of us contributing will make this $15 million goal much more palatable, much more successful. There will be some very large donors, and then there will be several donors that will contribute a smaller amount. But again, the cumulative effect is incredibly powerful. Certainly, I'm out meeting people. I'm out speaking about the guarantee. I'm having many meetings one-on-one with donors, or we're writing applications to national organizations. We've written applications to local foundations, grant proposals, if you will. So we're looking for, it's kind of an all-in invitation to contribute to the scholarship. What's amazing about this $15 million endowment, if we're successful, is that the money that someone contributes to this endowment, the actual dollars that you contributed stay there forever. That actual amount, it's the yield, it's the interest that we spend on students. So if I'm going to make a gift of $25,000 to the foundation, my $25,000 literally lives forever in that corpus, in that endowment. And it's the interest from my $25,000 that students are using, and which makes it last forever. And that's our goal.
And if I want to reach out and have a conversation about how I can contribute, who do I reach out to?
Well, anybody at the foundation office would love to take your call, your email. Certainly you can reach out to me directly at spreston@gulfcoast.edu. The main number, certainly can call that and someone will get a message to me. We've got a staff that's ready to meet the needs of our donors and certainly contribute to the education of our students.
Excellent. This has been Dr. Sean Preston, the executive director of the GCSE Foundation. Thank you so much, Dr. Preston.
Thanks for letting me be here. Much appreciated.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get our weather forecast from the meteorologist over at WMBB right here on The Mix.